The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. What we hear today are two words of consolation, images. The one of the Good Shepherd, that Jesus recognizes that he was given this role by his Heavenly Father as a gift, who reaches out to those of us here on earth as a Good Shepherd. And then the heavenly image of the Lamb who was slain for love of us, who is Jesus now, who reigns in victory of those who have passed through the trials and tribulations, who give praise and glory to the Lord wherever they go with that Lamb, who no longer hunger and thirst, but rejoice and are at total peace. These images are given to us for our consolation and hope here on earth. If we further unpack the image of the Good Shepherd is the one who watches over his flock day and night, protecting it from the wolves, the attacks of the thieves, and those who seek to endanger the sheepfold. Goes out to reaches out to the sick, the dying, among the lambs, the sheep. He lifts up those who are injured and tries to heal them. Those who are confused and lost, he goes out trying to bring back to the fold, to correct those, perhaps the sheep that are confused and wandering about. These are physical images, but we know they have spiritual metaphors. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who reaches out with his heart, looking for the lost sheep to bring them back to the fold of the church, correcting those who are confused, those in error and heresy, teaching them right doctrine, the way to salvation, which is a spiritual work of mercy, helping those who are injured or weak, going through difficulties and despairs and trials, and bringing other shepherds like unto him. As one who is called to be a shepherd, like unto the Good Shepherd, recognizing my own feeble and weakness and difficulties, like the apostles have gone before, I see that the Lord will always be the great Good Shepherd. We are called as priests to try to imitate him, to be examples following him. It is a word of consolation that for us vessels made of clay, that the Lord chose 12 ordinary men. Fishermen, hard-working men, well-balanced men, nothing extraordinary. I would just say that I always have felt that I've been given a gift from the Lord in my priesthood, a gift that I rejoice in, the opportunity to enter into a great adventure with the Lord, to be given to others the gifts that he has given unto me. I tell you, it is a great adventure, but the Lord does not call extraordinary men necessarily, but he makes ordinary men extraordinary. what we really need. We could reach out to those who perhaps young men who think maybe have on their radar the priesthood, or middle-aged men. Is what we need is well-balanced human men and those who trust in the Lord. Just those two qualities. There, one snippet from my experience in the priesthood shows the great adventure the Lord has brought me to in my life as a priest, and how he uses us as vessels for his grace. One day, many years ago, in California, I remember that day, in the morning, I consoled somebody who had lost their loved one. And then later, I started to hear confessions in the shrine church, giving many words of mercy and consolation. And then offering the Mass, preaching in peace, participating with the Lord and giving to others. And then in the afternoon, praying over somebody who had demonic afflictions and had manifestations of demons, deliverance prayers. Then in the evening, entering into a festivity with some people in the parish, or celebrating a feast with lots of food and joy. At the end of the day, I just reflected for a moment that the Lord has simply used me throughout the day to be his presence, a vessel like the riverbeds in which the Lord flows through with his great rivers of grace. And I was along for the great adventure and the great storming stream with all the emotions, mourning with those who mourn in the morning, being consoling those who have difficulty in sin and bring them to grace, being at peace in the Mass, having the adrenaline of facing the demonic, and the joy of the festivities at night. This is the adventure of the priesthood. But again, it is not because I'm anything extraordinary, or that I am so much more worthy than others. It's because I've trusted in the Lord. The two qualities, most especially, that we need for candidates, the priesthood, well-balanced men, and those who learn day by day to trust in the Lord. Some signs, at least, are going to Sunday Mass, trying to pray, going to confession sometimes. We hear sometimes objections that I don't feel I'm worthy, I'm not good enough. This is not a true objection. You could have said that about all the apostles. The Lord chooses ordinary men with feebles and weaknesses and difficulties and doubts and challenges. All we are called to do in response is trust him day by day. And then he will do extraordinary things to these ordinary men. And this is, in many senses, true for all Christians. As we see in the other consoling image of the Lamb now glorified in heaven. You see those who are holding up their palm branches and singing the praise of the Lord are the ones who have passed through the trials and the difficulties here on earth, faced the tortures and the persecutions. Now they rejoice in those tortures and persecutions as past memories that they were given the grace to pass through those with trusting in the Lord and recognizing that the Lord was suffering in them, and that he had suffered first before them. This is their joy in heaven. We can also recognize that this is in no way a boring or dull life, that they're enthralled with the vision of the Lord, singing with praise and glorifying and seeking day and night more ways to praise the Lord. This is a very consoling image that we should have be in our hearts and on our minds. And we could further fill in this image. We know in the book of Revelation that there is a mother there, a woman clothed with the sun. And the mystics have identified this as Mother Mary, that she has been made queen of heaven and earth, mother of heaven and earth, starting at the cross. Those who have given some glimpses of her in heaven say she is the most beautiful star in heaven that shines, that her light is so bright, that she is so beautiful, that when they look at her, they are almost think that she would be God, except for their intellect knows that she is not. Rather, as we hear in the gospel, her soul magnifies the Lord. But that magnificence and beauty is so great that she shines like unto God. Here on earth, we just have gotten certain glimpses of this in her various apparitions. Like in Fatima, in Portugal, where she appeared to the three children, drawing them into an ecstasy and enthralling by her presence. Or in France, to Saint Bernadette, who drew her in with her great beauty and gentleness. One of my favorite images from Mother's Day is that of Our Lady Guadalupe, who I think showed the real motherly touch as she appeared to Juan Diego, especially in the last apparition. You could see the motherly touch, especially as she was said in the account that she physically helped to pick up the Castilian Spanish rosaries that were growing on the winter hilltop in Mexico and placed them and arranged them herself in his cloak, which was a tilma. She wanted them to look beautiful. And then she personally tied up his cloak. So now he looked all nice and organized and had the beautiful flowers with him. Now he sent her off as a good image to go to the bishop to fulfill the sign that he had asked for to prove her presence. You can see the real motherly touch in this, that she arranged the flowers, and it called Juan Diego Little Juan, her littlest of sons. This is a beautiful image of the mother reaching out to her spiritual children. And we can recognize and rejoice that all mothers can be blessed in the intercession of Mother Mary. Rejoice in all the virtues and care that we see in mothers in our lives. Rejoice that we've given a universal mother at the foot of the cross, who now reigns from heaven, reaching out to us. Then in these consoling images of the Good Shepherd and the Lamb that was slain and has now glorified, the faithful give praise to, we can look with hope and consolation for that which is to come. Rejoice in the Lord with Mother Mary and wait for the heavenly realities. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.